Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph on the base discusses what's the din if you have two kiteidim that are makrish each other. The Gemara mentions this machlokas. It's a general machlokas in Shas, but the Gemara mentions it because of the context of our sugya. Because our sugya discusses whether there's a partial hakasha between two eidim, but there's, I shouldn't even say that, there's a hakasha gemura regarding part of the eidus. That's really the way to put it. That one group says, each group, each kat talks about shnei chazaka, but one of them has eidus on the avos as well. So the question is, how to evaluate that kind of hakasha? So in that light, before we discuss that, we first have to discuss in general, what's the din of shtei kitei eidim hamakrisha zuvasu? So the Gemara quotes machlokas amaroi. Rav Huna says that zuba b'fneyatsu meida v'zuba b'fneyatsu meida. Obviously, if they're makrish each other, we can't accept their testimony for this court case. But Rav Huna says we can accept their eidus for a different court case, meaning that each kat can be made independently in a different case. We can't take one eid of one kat and an eid of the other kat and combine them together. That we can't do. But we can allow each kat to be made independently. Rav Chista says, no, v'hadi sari shakri lamali. Rav Chista says that we don't accept them bein la'edus zu, bein la'edus achem. So we started discussing, what's the svar? What's the svar behind the different shittas? So the Rashbam says, Rav Huna holds that zuba b'fenatsu me'ida, zuba b'fenatsu me'ida, because he relies on cheskas kashrus. That's how the Rashbam puts it. Now, what's his loshi? The tamder avuna mishin b'uki gavra achazoke v'lo tafsalinu misafik. We mamed the gavra achazoke on his cheskas kashrus, don't pasal misafik. So therefore, if each one has a cheskas kashrus, if the kitos have a cheskas kashrus, so then they can testify for a different edus. So we were troubled. What does that mean? What does cheskas kashrus help you? If cheskas kashrus is just a chazaka de meikara, that was the status quo. He was a kosher at one point in time. When he was born, he was a kosher. Right? There's no assumption that he was a dazlan then, or that he was made checker then. So he had a cheskas kashrus at some point in time, and now we have a suffix. We don't know what to do. So cheskas kashrus tells us that we can follow status quo, we can follow chazaka de meikara, continue with the way that we've been assuming until now. So that's what cheskas kashrus is all about. So then how do we use that in this context? What can we be motzi mamon based on a chazaka? A chazaka de meikara? Doesn't the pasuk say that you need two eidim to be motzi mamon? Stuck a little bit of a pellet. Why would you assume that it must be chazaka that we're talking about over here? That we're relying on cheskas kashrus? Well, there's a stira of two kitei eidim. We don't know who's chazak. You know, someone doesn't really have a kashrus over here. Someone is definitely a suffix pasul, right? So it's logical to assume that cheskas kashrus is going to carry the day, because we know that chazak in general can work even when there's a tarted asas, even when there's a contradiction between different chazaks. Right? We mentioned the case of shnei shvilin, the Gemara Psachim. Two people, they walk in the two different paths. We know that one path has tumah in it, we don't know which one. So we say that if they're not shol v'asachas, then we're going to say that they're both tar. Even though once we said that the first guy is tar, so then we're assuming that the tumah was in the other path. Then another guy comes and he says he walked in the other path. So how can we say about the second guy that he's tar? How can we shtela for chazaka? We can follow chazaka for the other guy. It's a tar to this asri. It's a contradiction in terms. Doesn't make any sense. No, but that's what chazaka is about. Chazaka allows us to do that. That even b'makom tar to this asri, the Torah says that you can follow chazaka. The Torah says, where does the Torah say that you can follow chazaka? Does anyone know? What's the mocha for the din of chazaka in the Torah? So the Gemara Chulin has, yeah.
I think we said earlier in the year that Kohen goes to check the house.
Negebatim, exactly. Excellent. Oh. The Gemara Chulin, for those who, is there anyone here who is in the Shir? Oh, so in the second semester, oh, a whole bunch, good. Oh, all right. That was the year that we didn't have the Purim suit. Yeah, so the Gemara in Chulin says that the Mokar, the Chazaka de Meikar, is from Nige Batin. We know that If someone says that he has saras on his bayis, he thinks kinega nirali babayis. He doesn't say it is a nega. He says kinega nirali. So the kohen has to come in. He checks the nega. He sees that it's a gris. He sees that it's the right size. So he doesn't declare the bayis tamei right then and there, but he goes out. And even before he declares the bayis tamei, he tells the person, take out all of your kalim from the bayis. Right? The Torah's chos on the moment of the individual, Rashi says. The Torah's concerned that he shouldn't lose any money. Right? And specifically, as Rashi says, we're concerned about the klei cheres that don't have a tire of a mikveh. Right? You got to break the klei cheres. They don't have a tire of it. So if you're going to, the klei cheres is still going to be inside the house when he says that the bayis is tamei, so then they're finished. You have to throw them in the garbage. So the Torah says, no, you can take the kalim out. And then the kohen declares the bayis tamei. If it's tamei, nega is a nega tamei, and it's the right shear, so then he declares the bayis tamei. So frag the Gemara, how can the kohen declare the bayis tamei? He doesn't know that the shear is still there. He doesn't know it's a full shear. You want to tell me, well, it was 5 grisim before, could it possibly have gotten so much smaller? You don't know. But certainly, if it was like a little over a gris, maybe it changed in size. So how can the kohen just declare the bayis tamei? From that, we see that we follow chazaka. If the chazaka of the Meikar was that there was a shear sholem for a neged saras, so we assume that it's still a shear sholem, unless we see that it's changed. Once you see that it's changed, obviously that changes the chazaka. But till then, the Torah allows us to follow chazaka. What does that mean? So the fact that there's this principle of shnei shvilin, that we can follow chazaka even where it's tied to the sasvi. But Vilchana Wasserman wants to say that you see from this, the chazaka is just a hanhaga ba'alma, it's not a birur. It's that the Torah gives us an acceptable mode of behavior of a makom safek. We don't know what the truth is. We don't have to know what the truth is. The Torah says, you just be knowing this way. So even makom tarat disaster, it's fine. So that's why we would think that that's what the Rashban has in mind. That Rav Huna holds Zubav Tehatsum Me'idah, Zubav Tehatsum Me'idah, because we follow Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Kashrus is Chazakat Me'ikara. You can follow Chazakat Me'ikara even makom tarat disaster. So even though there's a tarat disaster over here, everything's great. That's what you would have imagined. What's the problem? Problem is, but how can you follow chazaka to be motzi mamon? Chazaka? It's not two edim. If you don't have a birur, did we ever find that you're motzi mamon without a birur? L'chai, you need a birur. In fact, not just a birur, but a birur of two edim. So how can chazaka work to be motzi mamon? Right? Because these edim are now going to testify in a different court case. They might be able to be motzi mamon. So how can you do that based on chazaka? But how can you do that if their kashus is based on chazaka? Chazaka to make car can't be motzi mamon. So how does that work? So we were tempted to believe maybe the Rashbam doesn't mean a Cheskes Kashrus is based just on Chazak Meikara. It's also Chazak Meikara, but that's not all. Maybe it's also based on Rov. That Rov people have a Cheskes Kashrus. It's a Rubad Lesekamon. So since Rov people have a Cheskes Kashrus, so maybe it's treated like there's a Rov over here. But does that solve the problem? Rov is still not to aid him. If you always need to aid him to remote some moments, how's a Rov going to help? Are we motzi mamon based on a rov? So we know there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about that. We discussed this last semester. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel and Daf Tzadi Beis. Do we follow rov by mamon or not? Someone who sells the shor, and it turns out that he's a nagchan. So can he complain? Can he say, I bought this shor to plow. I need him to work my field. I didn't want to have meat. I didn't want to shecht him. So can he complain? Right? Most people buy the shvarim l'radya, a miyud buy it l'shchita. So do we follow Rav? Do we not follow Rav? So Rav says we follow Rav. Shmuel says we don't follow Rav. We pass them like Shmuel b'dini. So if we pass them like Shmuel, that you don't follow Rav by moment. So what's? It's not going to help us to say Cheskas Kashrus is based on Rav. So we offered a suggestion. We said Tosis and Sanhedrin on Gimel Amud Beis says that not all Ravs are created equal. There are some Ravs that are stronger. And if you have a rova olim, maybe taka, you could be motzi mamon based on a rov. And a pishnei edim yakum dover doesn't mean dafka pishnei edim. It means a pishnei edim, you have to have a birur on the level of shnei edim. It's not exeris a cause of only shnei edim. It means it has to be dumi the shnei edim. It has to be a birur. It has to be a birur, that's first of all. But it has to be a birur chazak, like edim. So if you have a rov, that's very, very strong. So maybe that's tantamount to edim. And it can work b'mamon. It can work to be motzi mamon. Maybe that's what the Rashbam has in mind. Rav Huna assumes Cheskas Kashrus is not just Chazak Meikar, but it's a Rov. And maybe it's even a Rov Olim. Most people are B'Cheskas Ksheros. So if it's a Rov Olim, maybe then it can work to be Motzi Mamon. Maybe. What's the problem? What's the problem with that? It's good. It's good. We're getting there, but we still have a problem. What's the problem? Let's say Rove is as strong as Edom, so it can be Motzi Mamma. Maybe even according to Shmuel. Tosin said it, we'll say even according to Shmuel, Rove can be Motzi Mamma. So here it's going to be Motzi Mamma. Cheskas Kash is based on Rove. It'll be able to be Motzi Mamma. What's the problem? Ari.
It's only 50-50 right now.
Better. Say it more crisply.
That
two words. Two words. Better.
Balanced nigga.
Tired of disaster. It's a tired of disaster. Tired of disaster. How can you say that they're both kosher? They're not kosher together. Okay, shkak. But they're kosher independently, but it's a tired of disaster. You see, if it's only a chazaka, then we're good. We're sitting pretty. Shnei Shvilin tells us that chazaka, that you can follow Chazak even b'makom matar to disaster. But Rov, can you follow Rov b'makom matar to disaster? Absolutely not. Rov is a beer. You can't have a contradiction in Birurim. So how does that work? If you can say the Rov is as strong as Edom, Shkoyach, but it's still a matar to disaster. You're being machshe both of the kitas. So how exactly does that work? Yaakov? All 10 could be kosher.
Like 10 pieces of meat and we know 9 are kosher.
Right.
All 10 can be eaten as long as they're eaten by separate people.
As long as they're eaten by separate people, you can eat all of the pieces. So as long as Adam Echa doesn't eat all the pieces. It's a machlokas that he's shown him, right? As long as Adam Echa doesn't eat all the pieces, so that's okay. Is that really true? Is that really true? Let's say you started eating the pieces and you're left with two pieces at the end. So can you eat those the two pieces? There's no rove anymore.
Well, you don't know that one of the still is rove because you don't know that one out of those two are kosher. It's not kosher piece because you're eating.
Okay, look, that's not going to be relevant for our case anyway. That's a ruba de isa kamon. We're talking about ruba de lesa kamon. So it's hard to believe that you're going to be able to follow ruba de lesa kamon as a beer if it's a tied to disaster. Right? The rove that people are becheskas sheros, even if you say that that's a rove, but, you know, if it's a stira, it's not going to work. Rabbi Chanan brings a raya from Tosis and Sanhedrin on Daf Pei. That rove doesn't work from up on tied to disaster. I got to think of your case. I have to work it out better. But this is a yesod that the acharonim have. That rove can't work from up on tied to disaster because you can't have a beer if it's a contradiction in terms. Yes.
Don't we have that idea of bittul berov though? So
bittul berov could be a totally different concept. What does bittul berov mean? Right.
You mean tied to disaster? You said it kind of falls away.
No, but they say if you have bittul berov, let's say there are three pieces of meat. That's what you're talking about, the bittul berov and three pieces of meat. Yeah, but it's not so clear that you're able to eat all of the pieces. If you eat all the pieces, there's a Tosus Rid right on this sugya, right? The Tosus Rid right over here says that that if one person eats all three pieces, he's got to bring a karban chatas. Even though it's a different ma'isa achila, it's one of different ma'isa achila. He says he has to bring a karban chatas. But why? There's no ma'isa achila that you can turn to? The answer is no. We know the karas vadai, that he ate the piece of meat.
That's the same thing as putting one eat and one eat together. The same procedure.
Right.
But two
I'm talking about two eidim testifying separately, right? Each kat is going to testify separately. So there is no vadai possible. No, so but that's an answer to your kasha. Meaning, if we know for sure that there's a Vaday Pasol over here, right? If we know for sure that there's a Vaday Issa, so then one person is not going to be able to eat all the pieces. And it could be that it's a Daraisa.
It's not one person, it's two separate katim that we know the Vaday, both of them testify Pasol.
If they testify together, yeah. One from each kat, right?
Right.
No, but if we accept the testimony of each kat in two court cases, right, if we say that the testimony of this kat is acceptable in this court case, and testimony of the other kat is acceptable in the other court case, so then that's a tied to disaster.
But the same thing as accepting all 10 pieces of meat from 10 different people.
Accepting all 10.
Meaning saying all 10 pieces of meat can be eaten by 10 different people would be the same thing as saying these two Edom are, these two kat Edom are kosher to testify in two separate
places. Is it really the same thing? Is it really the same thing?
Yes, sir.
There's no one person that you can say did a Maisa Avera. He's only chayev if he did a Maisa Avera, but we don't know that he did a Maisa Avera. So you can't necessarily say that this person is doing a Maisa Avera.
Kat Edus that you could say did a Maisa Avera.
No, but we know for sure that there's a sheker over here. We know that
sure,
that one kat.
There's a tree of a piece of meat.
Yes.
Those are cases of Isra Heter.
Okay.
The Ramor Machner following ruled by Mangel. Mm. Isra Heter.
Here we're trying to talk about Shekhar. We're talking about, you know, is it a tie to disaster? Is it not a tie to disaster? It could be Bittul Barov. Bittul Barov is a different halacha. A different halacha. Is that based on a birur that we're mevarer what the truth is? But that's the halacha that you're allowed to follow. Who says Bittul Barov is the same as Ruba the Lesser Kaman? Maybe the Torah is telling you that you're allowed to follow Rov in such a case. Maybe it's like a chazaka almost, Yaakov. So if it's like a chazaka, then even Mokum Tarat to disaster is fine. Are you really mevara what the Metzias is in that case? Right? When you pick up that one piece, right, there are 9 pieces that are kosher and 1 piece is not kosher. Right? So do we assume that when you pick up that piece we know that it's kosher?
It's the same thing with the Eden. When the Eden testified,
forget about Eden for a second. Rove. Right? Ruba the Lesser Kaman was saying is a beer. Right? So do we know for sure when you pick up the piece that it's kosher? No. But the Torah says that you're allowed to treat it as if it's kosher. But if Cheskas Kashrus is based on Ruba the Lesser Kaman, Ruba the Lesser Kaman is a beer. So I'm telling you, a beer can't work, but welcome back to this house. As far, it just doesn't make any sense. So if we're going to say that Cheskas Kashrus is based on Ruba the Lesser Kaman, then it's not Bittul Barov. It's different than Bittul Barov. Bittul Barov is a different concept. It's like a Chazaka almost. Hanhoga, Makom Safek, the Torah says that you're allowed to follow Rov. But that's not relevant to our case. That shouldn't be relevant to our case. If Cheskas Kashrus is based on Ruba the Lesser Kaman, and Ruba the Lesser Kaman is a beer, so then you shouldn't be able to pasken up based on Tati Disaster. It shouldn't work if it's a Tati Disaster. So how do we understand the Rashbam? What's Rav Huna saying? Based on Cheskas Kashrus, what's Cheskas Kashrus going to help you? Manavshach. If Cheskas Kashrus is a Chazaka de Meikara, so then it can't work to be Motzima. And if Cheskas Kashrus is based on Ruba the Lesser Kaman, it can't work for Makom Tati Disaster. So how's it working? How is Cheskas Kashrus working over here? The Buchanan Wasserman wants to suggest that maybe Cheskas Kashrus really is working based on Chazaka de Meikar. It's working based on Chazaka de Meikar. The Buchanan is here in the Kovet Sherman in Os Kuf Yud Zayin. He says maybe it really is working based on Chazaka de Meikar. But we're not Mutzimon based on Chazaka de Meikar. Rav Huna says that you're allowed to accept the Eidus based on Cheskas Kashrus, but we can't be Motziman based on Chazak de Meikar. The answer is, who says we're being Motziman based on Chazak de Meikar? Are we really being Motziman? We're being Machshe the Eidim based on Chazak de Meikar. How are we really being Motziman? If someone asked you, you come to the court case, the next court case, and someone asked you, how exactly are we being Motziman over here? What's the answer? How are we Motziman? The Eidim, the Eidus of the Eidim. We're machshir the Eden based on Chazaka de Meikar, but we're not being motzi mammon based on Chazaka de Meikar. Indirectly, we're being motzi mammon based on Chazaka de Meikar, but that's not called being motzi mammon through a Chazaka de Meikar. We're being machshir the Eden based on the Chazaka de Meikar. Once the Eden are kosher, then we can accept them, and through the Edus, we're being motzi mammon. Apishnei Edim Yakom Dabo, we're being motzi mammon based on the Eden. Moshe Lakach, the Rambam. Rambam Milchus Sanhedrin talks about how do we establish that a Cheftza is a Cheftza Shal Isser vis-a-vis Onshim, We know that if someone eats chaylev, so he's chayiv malchus. Someone violates a lav, he's chayiv malchus. So how do we establish that something's aser? What, the edim who testify, the edim who give asra and who testify that the guy did the ma'aseh avera, they also have to establish, they also have to know the status of the item? So the Rambam says no. A famous Rambam, Menuchas Sanhedrin, Perek Tazayin Halacha Vav, he says, Eino tzarech shnei edim lamalkas, ela bishas ma'aseh. The edim that we need to give a person malchus is bishas ma'aseh. When he's doing the ma'aseh avera, we need two edim to testify. Aval ha'isser atzmo be'ed echad yuchzak. This is a famous phrase of the Rambam. Isser atzmo be'ed echad yuchzak. Eid echad is enough to be machzik the isser as a dover ha'asim. Ketzad, Amar eid echad chelev kloyos huzeh kilei akerem hem peres eilu grusha ozona ishazu. The eid echad establishes, he testifies that this is chelev, this is kilei akerem. This woman is a grusha or a zona. She's a surah lekohen. The ochalo boal be'edim achashehisra bo. And after he got the hasra, then he's boal be'edim. There are edim b'shas ma'isa. So the Ram hareiz aloka ava b'sheikar ha'isra be'ed echad. The isra was hochzak be'ed echad. The ma'isa ve'er was done in front of two edim. So the Ram making a malchus for that. Why? Because you have edim. But the Edom is only on the Maisa. They don't even know that there's an Isra over here. That's no problem. The Eid Echad can be Machzik, the Cheftza, or the person as a Dova Shal Isra, as a person of Isra. And then, as long as there are Edom, B'Shas Maisa, then he can get Malkus. What do you see from this? That you don't need the Edom to be Machzik, the status of the Cheftza, the status of the Isra. So similarly, you shouldn't need Shnei Edom to be Machzik, the Kashas of the Edom. As long as we have a mechanism to be machshir the Eidim, chazok de meikara, cheskas kasher is enough to be machshir the Eidim, so once the Eidim are kosher, so then we can be motzi mamon based on the Eidim, so shnei Eidim. We're not being motzi mamon based on the chazok de meikara. Just like we're not giving the person malchus based on the testimony of the single Eid who said that this is chaylev. No, he's establishing the cheftz as a cheftz shel iser, and now we're giving malchus based on the Eidim of the shnei Eidim mishas ma'isa. It's the same thing over here. We're establishing the kashrus of the Eidim based on Chazak of the Meikar, and we're being motzi mamon based on the Eidus of the Eidim in a different context. So that's why there's no problem with being motzi mamon based on Chazak of the Meikar. No, indirectly we're being motzi mamon based on Chazak of the Meikar. But really we're being motzi mamon based on the Shnei Eidim. Yes.
Can we be mechalik between the Rambam? Because the Rambam maybe only works if you say Eid up and then on the Isurim. But maybe that's,
you know,
like, why does that tell us?
Eidach Hanemem Bisurin means what? It means you can establish the kashrus, you can establish the kashrus of the cheftza. But that's not enough to tell me that you can give malchus for such. So it's the same thing over here. Chazak de Meikar works in Kala Tarakula, so why can't it work over here also? The same idea. As long as you have a principle that you're following, so then that should be sufficient. But the principle is only relevant to establish the status of the item. Principle is only relevant to establish the status of the item, but then you need Shnei Edim to give Malkus. Shnei Edim on the Maisa Avera. And you need Shnei Edim in order to be Motzi Mamon. And you're being Motzi Mamon not based on Chazak the Meikar. Indirectly, yeah, the Chazak the Meikar is playing a role. But it's not really the Koach that's being Motzi Edim, it's the Shnei Edim that are being Motzi Mamon. Okay, so this could be Rav Huna's approach. Lefi the Rashbam. This could be the Rashbam's understanding. Questions? Okay. Yes. In another case, if the Eidim come, future case, right? No, in this case, we're not going to accept the Eidim since it's a hakosha, we throw them out.
Right.
For this case, we're not going to accept the Eidim of either kat. For the next case, for a future case, so then each kat is kosher to testify by itself. Can't take an eight from each card and join them together, because then you know you have, they have a puzzle. But each card independently is neman to testify themselves. Yes.
So can you explain again the connection with the Rambam and how we see a proof
for? I want to show that despite the fact that you need Shnei Edim in certain circumstances, but to establish the facts of the case, you might not necessarily need Shnei Edim. So that's the Rambam is a perfect example. Shnei Edim are necessary in order to testify about someone that he ate Isser. He's Chayav Malkus, so he was Boel, he's Chayav Malkus. But you don't need Shnei Edim to establish that the woman is a grusha, that there is an Isser, that the Gavra is a Gavra shall Isser for this person, or that the Chefz is a Chefz shall Isser. For that, a single lady is enough. You see that to establish the status of something, to make it relevant in a certain case, you don't need Shnei Edim. So the same thing over here. To establish the kashrus of the Edim, Chazak the Mekar might be sufficient, and I'm not going to look at it as though I'm being motzi mamun based on the Chazak the Mekar. No, the Chazak the Mekar just establishes the status of the Edim. Then I'm being motzi mamun based on the Shnei Edim themselves. Will.
Eid Echad, now we turn to the viewer. Then we clarify that this thing is Hazar versus over here when we're saying the Edim are kashrus, it's not Chazak the Mekar. We haven't been mavara that they're kashrus Edim.
The Eid Echad might be kosher to be mevara the status of the item, but he's not kosher to give Malkus. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Whenever I have a principle in the Torah that I can establish a status based on that principle, so then we establish the status, and then we can run with that.
And Haggah establishes the status also. Same with your
status? I think so. If that's what the Torah says, if the Torah says Chazaka de Meikar can establish the status of the item, we see that from the case of Nigei Batim. So then we can run with that hanhoga that the Torah gives us. Rav Chista disagrees, though. Rav Chista says, "Bahadi sani shakri lamali." So what's he arguing with? And now that we have a Havon and Rav Huna, Lefi the Rashbam, and the other Rishonim basically seem to say the same thing, that it's based on Chazaka de Meikar. It's based on, excuse me, Cheskas Kashrus. Based on Cheskas Kashrus. You have to understand what that means, but it's based on Cheskas Kashrus. But now we have to understand, Rav Chista argues, what's Rav Chista going to say? So what does Rashbam say, according to Rav Chista? Rashbam V'hadi sari shakri lamo Yizok Rashbam V'lo ya'idu v'shum edus ba'olam V'uki mamona ha'chazoke V'lo totzien misofek shema ha'idim sulim. Rav Chista, according to the Rashbam, seems to assume, we'll follow Muchzik, it can't be motzi mamon. Why? Because there's a suffix puzzle. Suffix edim apsulim. So you have to follow muchzak, you can't be motzi mam. What's he saying, the Fidei Rashbam? Chorad Rashbam is just saying, Rav Chista argues with this principle and assumes that chazaka, the cheskas kashrus is not going to help us. I mean, he doesn't deny the fact that they have a cheskas kashrus, but he says just because they have a cheskas kashrus, that's not going to help us over here. Why? Rav Chista presumably assumes that you can't be motzi imam based on a cheskas kashrus, it's just chazaka de meikar. It couldn't be rov. Rov wouldn't help us anyway. It's a tied to disaster. It's only chazaka de meikar. But he assumes that if you're motzi mamon based on the edus that was established, the kashrus edus was established through the chazaka de meikar, you can't tell me, well, you're only indirectly being motzi mamon. No, we view that as though you're being motzi mamon based on chazaka de meikar, and you can't do that. It's just the simple machlokas of Fidei Rashbam. Machlokas Amarayim is, if I'm motzi mamon based on Edim, but I establish the kashrus of the Edim through the Chazaka de Meikara, is that viewed as though I'm being motzi mamon through the Chazaka de Meikara or not? Rav Huna says no. Rav Chista says yes. Rav Chista says you can't be motzi mamon based on Chazaka de Meikara. So it's not going to work, because the kashrus of the Edim is only established through the Cheskas Kashrus. I have a suffix over here. I mean, normally you could say every group of Edom that comes to Bezna, how do we know that they're kosher? The answer is the Torah says that you have to accept that they're kosher. It's not based on Cheskas Kashrus. The Torah says that you have to accept the kosher. You have to accept the kashrus of the Edom. But here I have a suffix. Here I have a suffix. I don't know if they're kosher or pasul. So now I need more principles. Now I need Cheskas Kashrus to establish the kashrus of the Edom. Rav Chista says, if I need Cheskas Kashrus, So willy-nilly, I'm being motzi mamon to chazaka de meikar, and I can't do that. I can't be motzi mamon based on cheskas kashrus. That's one way to see Rav Chista. The Ritva in Shavuos seems to understand differently. I've had a lot of Ritva in Shavuos recently, because there are many parallel sugyas between Bava Basra and Shavuos. The Ritva in Shavuos, this is on page 2, in Packet 21. The same subject, mamish, the same memra, machlokas amaron, appears in Shavuos. So the Ritva says, v'hai lishna, in column 2, v'hai lishna mashu, the Rav Chista b'derech chumra amar la. Ritva says, Rav Chista is like b'derech chumra. It's not me'ikir adin, that you can't follow cheskas kashrus. It's not me'ikir adin. It's b'derech chumra ka amar la. Levar eid the sheker min ha'olam. The cave of the Adin and Vade, the Chodim and Arash HaKwanis, lama lanu lekabel mehem shemedis. It's like a chumr derabbonin almost. He seems to be understanding, Rav Chista admits to Rav Huna that really Cheskas Kashas could work over here. Rav Chista holds Cheskas Kashas really should work. It's a chumr derabbonin. Nahari sari shakri lama li, it's a chumr derabbonin that we don't want to accept the Edis. We don't want to accept the Yedis. It's like a chumra. The Lashon chumra sounds like it's a chumra de Rabban. That since we know that one of them is Vaday Pasu, we just don't know which one, so Alts chumra, we're not going to follow, we're not going to accept them. Me'ikar Adin, really, Rav Chista holds that Cheskas Kashas is enough. You could be Motzi Maman with the Cheskas Kashas. You're really being Motzi Maman through the Shnei Edim. Really wouldn't be a problem, Me'ikar Adin. It's a chumra de Rabban, and that's all. Rabbeinu Gershom offers a third approach. He echoes what the Ritva says, but he doesn't mention Chumra. It sounds like he really holds Me'ikar Adin, Rav Chista holds. Rav Chista assumes that you can't accept the Eidus. What does he say, Rabbeinu Gershom? Right here on the side of the Gemara. Rav Chista Amar Bahari Sadi Shaki Lomali, Hoel Diskacha Shechadim Minaya Becheska Smukhosh Ninu Tarvayu. Hoel Diskacha Shechadim Minaya. What's the Rabbi Gershom saying? Since they're established as Eidim Mukhoshim, once they're established Becheskas Mukhoshim, then they can't say Eidim in a different quarter. They can't say this b'chlal. They can't say this over here. We're not going to accept our Eidus over here b'chlal. For sure, that's not a question. But even in the future, we can. Why? Chumra? Let's say chumra. D'mimonav shachadam inay apsulim. He says, monav shach. There's definitely a vaday posel over here, Rabbeinu Gershom says. So if there's a vaday posel over here, I can't accept the Eidus for the future. Monav shach, there's a vaday posel, so the Eidus can't be accepted. That's how Rabbeinu Gershom seems to be learned. What does that mean? What's he saying? If there's definitely a Vaday Apostle, Manushot is a Vaday Apostle over here, so then we can't accept him. So what's the Psham? What's he saying? The Chori is saying that if there's a Vaday Apostle, so then we can't follow Cheskas Kashrus. It's not just a chumra ba'alma. You can't follow Cheskas Kashrus because there's a Vaday Pasul over here. Ari?
Yasul has a washing here of the Cheskas Kashrus in him.
What? I'm sorry?
He says, like in the second line, he says, Hulu is Kashrus Kalinayu.
The Cheskas Mukhoshin in it, right? So, what does that mean?
They're no longer Cheskas Kashrus, they're now the Cheskas Mukhoshin.
But why are they becheskas? What made them becheskas mukhashim? It's only one of them is kosher. One kat is kosher. The other is pasul. Since one of them is vaday pasul. So therefore, they lose their cheskas kashrus. What does that mean? What's he saying? Rabbi Chanan wants to suggest that what he's saying, he quotes other Rishonim like this, that what he's saying is that there's a time to disasri over here. Right? One of them has to be possible. So what are you going to say? You're going to accept the Eidus? But you can't accept both. You can't accept Eidus from both Kitos, because then Manavshach, one of the Kitos is made Bipsu. So one of the court cases, you're not getting the M. There are no Eidim Sherim in one of the court cases. Since there's a Vaday Pasul over here, you can't follow Cheskas Kashrus, because if you follow Cheskas Kashrus, you're basically saying that there's a tie to disaster over here. So, Bochanan's Nusa. There's a tie to disaster. If there's a tie to disaster, how can you follow Cheskas Kashrus? It's going to be a tie to disaster. And that's why you can't follow Cheskas Kashrus, because one of them is Vaday Pasul. What's the problem?
It says a
I thought we said that you can follow Chazaka but Malcolm attack the sensor. But what's Rebbe Chanan saying Bechlan? Shnei Shvilin, all of the Achronim ask, well, what does Rabbi Nogershim mean? What do these Rishonim mean, Rabbi Nogershim and others? The Ramah also echoes a similar sentiment. The Ramah echoes a similar sentiment. My rights. Rav Chista Amar Bahadi Sari Shaki Lamali came on the Vada Chadim Minayu Shakwana Siyu Psulahi Kol Chodim Minayu Sofek Psulahi Vloma Kablina Sadusa Sofek Psulah Mavkina and Mamona Misfeka. One of them is definitely possible. So there's a Sofek Posel that's Ravi, there's a Sofek Posel that's hovering over each of them. So you can't accept the Yedis. It's Rav Chista's Svar. Since one of them is posel, one of them is badai posel, so each one has a suffix posel associated with it, so you can't accept the edus. I, but there's cheskas kashrus. No, cheskas kashrus is not going to help me because one of them is definitely badai posel. He can't say both of them are kosher. One of them is badai posel, so you can't accept the edus. What's going on? What are they saying? I thought we claimed that you can follow chazaka b'makom tarti d'sasri. Shnei shvilin. Well, why is this any different than shnei shvilin? Daniel.
Could it be like Nishalovas Achas?
What do you mean?
If the Nishalovas Achas, then they said that either both Tamei or both Tar, and then Rashi says there, whatever, that we can't say that they're both Tar. We have to say they're both Tamei. That's kind of like, yeah, we have to say that they're both
Tar. Yeah, you're getting there. You're on the right path. I want to add just a little bit. You see, we mentioned yesterday that Tosim Sachem holds Minatora, even by Nishalovas Achas, we still would be Matayah then. It's just it looks bad for Bezdin. It's like a Zilusa de Beidina, so to speak. But really, in the Ikaradin, we would be Machsher, we would be Matar, both of them. We'd follow Chazaka, even though there is a Tar de Tzatzi. So what? That's what a Chazaka is. We're allowed to follow Chazaka even more compared to the Tzatzi. It's just if initially Bevasacha, so it looks funny. People are going to say this. It's so strange. How can Bezdin be Machsher, be Matar, both of them? The Chemda Shlomo wants to say here it's even better, Daniel. You see, when it comes to Shnei Shvilin, the suffix of one is unrelated to the suffix of the other. Meaning, there are two different cases. One walked in one path, the other one walked in the other path. So they are somewhat connected because they didn't walk in the same path. So if you're Matara this one, you can't be Matara the other one because, why? Not because the Tara of one relates to the other. No, these are two independent cases. It's just we know that one of them has to be Tomei. But it's not as though the Tara or the Tumah of either one is directly related to what the other one did. But here, the Kashrus of the Edim is directly dependent, right? Each Kat, when we talk about one Kat has to be Pasul. One Kat is Pasul, one Kat's Kosher. It's the HaKosher that created the Psul. So you can't say over here, Cheskas Kashrus, Chazako, always words. Chazak the Meikar, always words. Malcolm Tag the Sasri. So here too, Chazak the Meikar should say that they're both kosher. That can't be! Because the whole Sofik is created by them being together. Because there was a Hakosha Bevas Achas, that's what created the Sofik. The Sofik is not independent. Sofik of each is not independent. The Sofik is Machmas Chavero. The Sofik of this Kat is Machmas the other Kat. Meaning, suffix that this card is kosher, if the other card is possible. But if the other card is not possible, then this card is possible, right? You can't have it that both are kosher, because the kashrus of one card is dependent on the psul of the other card. The kashrus of the person who walked in one path is not dependent on the other one. Right? We don't know which path they walked in, or we don't know where the tumah is. His walking in this path is not related to the other guy's, because we don't know where the tumah is. Right? If the tumah is in the other path, then this person walked in the path. He's kosher. He's tummy. If the tumah is in this path, then he's tummy. His zafek is not related to his friend. It happens to be that in this circumstance, we know that one of them is tummy. But it's not that the tumah of each one is directly related to the other one. Here, the zafek of each kat, the kashrus of each kat, is dependent on the psul of the other kat. So dafk over here, maybe we're not going to follow chazaka of the makom tarti to the sasri. Because here it's astonishing, a steer, but you can't establish the kashrus of one kat without saying that the other one's pasul. You have a vade pasul. So you can't ignore the fact that there's a vade pasul because you can't establish the kashrus of either kat unless there is a vade pasul over here. This is what the Chemda Shlomo in Yerodeya, Siman Dalit Os Ches, wants to suggest. And here it's different than Shnei Shvilin. Yeah, even if Chazakah, even if Chesed Kashrus is a Chazakah Meikara, but here you can't say tied to this house because here the Kashrus of one is dependent on the Paslus of the other. So it's different than the case of Shnei Shvilin. Yes.
How does that change the Mitzvahs of the case? Meaning, by Shnei Shvilin, you know one of them is Vada and Tameh. Like, it's nice to say that they're dependent on each other in the other case, but no matter what, one of them is obviously Tameh by Shnei Shvilin, even though it's independent.
No, but I'm following Chazakah. Chazakah tells me that I'm allowed to treat them as both being Torah. Why? Because they're really independent circumstances, independent cases. Each one walked in a path. We don't know where the Tumah is. So we can say that they're both Torah because they're completely independent of each other. Just like if they're Nishal or Bezachar Zeh, we say that they're independent of each other. So too, even Bevasachas, they're really independent of each other. It's just because of the circumstances, we know that one of them is Tameh. But here, it's not just the circumstances. It's that the kashrus of one kat is dependent on the psul of the other kat. Because the whole psul is created by hakhosha of two kitos. It's their coming together that makes that psul. So you can't say, oh, they have a cheskas, they both have a cheskas kashrus. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense because one kat can have a cheskas kashrus without the other kat being possible. Here, it's possible, right? It's possible if they don't walk the vasacha. I mean, you know, in the scenario, one of them has to be tummy. But it's not like the suffix of each one is dependent on the other. It's because we look at the global picture, so that makes us think that it's dependent. But it's not that the tire of one is really dependent on being metame the other. It's not true. Right? If you only had one guy going through the path, we'd be metarim. His tire is not dependent on the tumah of the other guy. Here, the kashrus of one kat is dependent on passing the other kat because they were takamakhash each other. So it's impossible to be makhash one kat without being metame the other kat. Okay. This could be how to explain Rabbeinu Gershon. It's not just manavshach, one of them is going to be posel. So therefore, we can't follow Chesed Kashrus. No, it's that since there's a Vaday Posel over here, so we can't follow Cheskas Kashrus because it's a tie to disaster. Since the Kashrus of one Kad is dependent on the Vaday Posel, you can't be Machshir both of them. One of them has to remain Posel. There's one way to look at it. But there's another way to explain as well. If you look more carefully at the Ramah, Ramah seems to be saying something a little different. That it's not that here we can't follow Chazakah of Makom tied to disaster because the kashrus of one kat is dependent on the pastas of the other kat. Ramah seems to be saying something a little different. What does he say? Let's read it again. Read it a little bit more slowly. Rav Chista Amar Baharisari Shaki Lamal Kevan Devadei Chodem Enayo Shakwan Esiyu Psulahi Kol Chodem Enayo Sofik Psulahi Vloma Kablinan Saadusa Sofik Psulo Mafkina Mamona Misveka. What's the Ramah saying? Is he saying this vart that because there's a tie to the sasi, one of them is Vadei Posel, so therefore there's no Cheskas Kashrus? You can't say Cheskas Kashrus, Makom tied to the sasi? Is that really what he's saying? Is that really what he's saying? So it could be the Ramah is saying something a little different. Maybe he's saying the following. Maybe he's saying that even after the Kitos Hameyed, in the new court case, we don't know if there's an Eidus Kshayri. Since one of them is Vadei Posel, so it's always going to remain besafek whether the Eidus, the new Eidus, whether the new Eidus in the new court case, is that really Eidus? It's a Safek Eidus. It's not clear. It's a Safek Eidus Kshayri. Because one of them is definitely Vadei Posel. So if you have one cut testifying in court case, you know, number one, and then you have another kat testifying court case number two, after they were makhash each other. So we don't know if that Eidus is good. We'll never know, because one of them is Vadei Posel. One of them is Vadei Posel. So maybe if we're not going to know whether it's an Eidus Kashya, maybe that Eidus can't be accepted. Maybe it's a din in Bezdin that Bezdin can't be makabel such an Eidus. It's not that Me'ikradin was saying the Eidus, right, that the Eidim are posel because they don't have a Cheskas Kashrus. It's not that the Edom are puzzled because we can't follow Cheskas Kashrus. It's a tie to the Sassi, so therefore we have to puzzle them all. Then they're called Edom Sulim. No. Maybe Cheskas Kashrus would have been enough over here. Maybe we could follow Cheskas Kashrus. Even Mokum tied to the Sassri. To be Motzi Mama. Yeah, but the problem is, there's a din that Bezdin can only be Makabal Edus if it's going to have a Shem Edus. They can be Makabal Edom if the Edom are going to be able to be Magid Edus. But Sofek Edus, Lo Shema Edus. If it's only going to be a Sofek Edus to begin, we don't know if it's an Edus Psula. If it's an Edus Psula, that's not called Edus. So maybe it's a din in Bezdin that Bezdin, if Chista holds Bezdin can't be Makabel, a Sofek Edus. Bezdin can't be Makabel, a Sofek Edus. Because there's a Sofek Posel, so then Betoris Vadai, Bezdin can't be Makabel, this Edus, because they can't be Makabel, a Sofek Edus. And this taka might be meduyik. Rav Chista has a loshen. What's his loshen? Bahadi sadi shakri lamali. What does he need such a dramatic loshen for? It's beautiful, but like, what's he should just say psulim la'edus acheres. What does he mean? Bahadi sadi shakri lamali. Lamali? Who's the lamali over here? Maybe it's that Bezdin has to say that hands off. We're not going to go near this edus. We're not going to go near bahadi sadi. We're not going to be have anything to do with sadi shakri. It's not a din that Cheskas Kashrus doesn't work to be Motzi Mamon, like the Rashbam. It's not a din that if there's a Vaday Posel, then Cheskas Kashrus can't. There is no Cheskas Kashrus over here. Right? Because Chazaka doesn't work if the Kashrus of one cat is dependent on the Paslus of the other cat. But you can't say that they're both Kashrus if the Kashrus of one is dependent on the Paslus of the other. Rabbeinu Gershon with the Chem de Shlomo. That's a new halacha. That Bezdin. Bezdin's not interested. Bezdin takes a step back. Right? Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali means that Bezdin's not going to get involved. If one of them is not possible, Bezdin says that even if we accept their testimony, it's only going to be a Sabbath Edus anyway. Sabbath Edus, Lo Shema Edus, that's not an Edus, so we can't be Makabal, such an Edus. This is licked in the vert of the Ramah. What is the Ramah saying? Nochamo, a third time. Let's read it again. Rav Chista Amar Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali. Kevin the Vade Chodem and Ayah Shakwanasi, Upsulahi, Kol Chodem and Ayah Sofik Psulahi, Vuloma Kabalinan Sadusa Sofik Psulo, Mafkina Mamona Misveka. The Ramah could have said Rabbeinu Gershom's Losh, that Monov Shach, there's a Vade Posel, and therefore, it's not an Eidos, right? Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't say anything about Bezdin over here. Right? Monov Shach, Chodem and Ayah Psulahi. Akan! The view is Edom Sulim. The Chesed Kashrus is not going to work. The view is Edom Sulim. The Ramah doesn't say that they're Edom Sulim. The Ramah says that Kevon Devade Chodem Menayo Shakwanasi Upsulahi Kol Chodem Menayo Sovei Psulim. Right? One of them is Vade Shakwanis. There's definitely a Sovei Pasul. And therefore what? Veloma Kabalinan Sadusa Sovei Psula. It's a din in Kabbalah's Edus. Bezdin's not going to be Makabel the Edus. It's not that Alpidin we treat them as Edom Psulim because they lose the Cheskas Kashrus. And certainly is not a halacha that they have a Cheskas Kashrus, but Cheskas Kashrus from Heinz Morgan is not going to help me to be Motzi Mamon. That's not what he's saying. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that we can't be Makabel such an Edus. If there's a Vaday Posel, we can't be Makabel such an Edus. Bezdin's not going to get involved. Bahari Sari Shaki, lovingly. Bezdin's not going to get involved. A third foot. A third approach. Chista. Right? Not that we can't be Motzi Mamon based on Cheskas Kashrus. Not that they lose the Cheskas Kashrus because there's a tie to the Sassi because the Kashrus of one is dependent on the Paslus of the other. But rather it's a din in Bezdin that it's only going to be a Sufik Edus anyway. Because there's a Vade Pasul over here, so we don't know for sure. But if it's only going to be a Sufik Edus anyway, Bezdin's not Makabal a Sufik Edus. Bezdin's not Makabal a Sufik Edus Psula. So then in Bezdin, the Bezdin is not allowed to be Makabel. This is not like the Ritva, a Chumra de Rabbanan. He's not going so far. It's not a Chumra de Rabbanan. It's a din, Meikra din. But it's a din in Bezdin. The Bezdin is not allowed to be Makabel such an Edus. Bezdin is not allowed to be Makabel such an Edus. Zach.
What's the difference between saying that they're not Kosher Edom anymore and not taking their Edus because maybe they're not. What's the difference between saying it on them and saying it on their Edus?
Saying that they're Edom Psulim or saying that Bezdin is not going to be able to be Makabel the Edus?
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. We have to see. We have to figure out what is the nafkamina between these different approaches. Okay, yeah, we have to figure out. We'll see. A question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, it's too extreme to say, I forget what Gemara was, but it said, like, that the judge, even if he sees, like, some collusion going on, something weird going on with the Edom, then he's allowed to, like, take
din,
it and say,
a din meruma.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a din meruma. Is this so far? I don't know. I mean, we don't know which kat is problematic. I mean, I see what you're saying. It's similar to that, right? Similar to that. But that's not a din in Kabbalah say this. That's once we've accepted the Edim, so now we have to figure out how to judge. So sometimes Bezdin will say, even if I have Edim, I'm not going to judge the case because I think the whole thing is strange. So this is even before that. It's that if you're only going to have the Sofek Edus Psula here anyway, so there's a din in Bezdin that they can't be Mekabbalah this. What's enough Kamina? That's a Midrei Tahin, a Midrei Tahin. Like, what's the... So there are multiple nafkamina. I just want to share with you two, but maybe for today we'll share one, and then hopefully we'll get to the sugi in Bava Kama. I don't know if you were able to see Bava Kama, that find Beis and Beis, that famous sugi, Abayin Rava, have machlokas, whether Eid Zomim is Nifsala Mafreya, Mikana Lahaba, very important machlokas. Very important machlokas. And there's a discussion within Rava. I mean, we have to connect Hazoman, Hakosha, and put it all together. It seems complicated, but it's very, very intuitive. It's very, very important. So we're going to get to that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. But let me share with you one nafkamina. What do you think about in the following case? Now, we're talking about a situation where there are two kita eda that are makrisha zuazu. And we're trying to figure out, well, if they're makrish each other, so then that says something about their own kashas for different edas. What do you think about in the following case? Let's say you have a tray or tray. You have two kita eda that are makrish each other about a third person. About an individual. Right, two people say he's a Gazlan, two people say he's not a Gazlan. What's the status of this individual? Is he Koshleitis or is he Posleitis? Treyu Trey that testify about the kashas of an Odom Echad. So do we accept? Do we accept him? Rav Chisda says, Bahadi Sari Shakri Lamali, when you have Shte Kiti Edna Makhisha Zuasu, Bahadi Sari Shakri Lamali, so what would he say about the status of this individual? What would he say about the status of this individual? Would he be able to combine with another Eid to be Motzi Mamon? Would this guy is Safek Pasul, because according to two Eidim he's Pasul, according to the other two Eidim he's Kasha. Would this guy, Trey or Trey, on the Kashas of, yeah, of another person, would this other person be able to be Mitzarev with another Eid? Now they're Shnei Eidim, would they be able to be Motzi Mamon? So let's try to think it through. Zach, yeah, you have a question? Or?
No, yeah, I think that, no, and I think they just cancel each other out. I'm saying it's...
Okay, well, so just one sec, take it slow. According to the Rashba, right, there are three approaches we have over here. Let's get the approaches on the board. Right, according to the Rashba, right, you've got Trey or Trey, tough of tough, right? Trey or Trey, Sulim, Afilu Leidus Acheres. So what's the pshat? So comes Rashbam and says, Eif Shalahotzi Maman, Alpi Chazaka Demeikar, Alpi Cheskes Kashus. Let's just say it like that. You can't be Motzi Maman based on Cheskes Kashus. If there's a suffix possible over here, forget about it. That's what he says. This tells you can't be Motzi Maman based on Cheskes Kashus. Rabbeinu Gershom, Lefi Lechem de Shlomo, says what? Lo azlinan, basar, chazaka, cheskes kashas, betray or tray. Only here, betray or tray. Because kashrus, the kat achas, tluya, the paslus, the kat beis. So you can't say anyone. You can't say both of them are kosher. Hakshir Beis Hakitos. The Betray or Tray, right? We can't follow Chazaka, Cheskas, Kasha through Nachsha, the two Kitas, Betray or Tray, because the Kashas of one Kat is dependent on the Psal of the other Kat, so Manavshach, one of them is a Vaday Psal, you can't accept it, right? And then we had the Agrama. It's a Din B'Kabbalah Seydus. Ein Mekablin Sofek Eidus Psula. There's a Vaday Psal over here. We can't be Mekabal Sofek Eidus Psula in the future. Forget about it. Three different approaches in how to understand Rav Chisda's Svar, Rav Chisda's Shita. So how does that play out over here? Trey or Trey on Adam Echad. Let's try to figure out. Trey or Trey testifying Al Adam Echad if he's a Gazlan. Right, two say he is a Gazlan, two say he's not a Gazlan. Does that work or does that not work? Is this person, Neman, to be Mitzdayev? Is he able to be Mitzdayev with someone else in order to be Motzi Maman? So if you take the approach of the Rashbam, Rav Chisda holds that Cheskas Kashrus doesn't work to be Motzi Maman. Is this guy going to be Neman? The only way to be Makshir him if there's a Trey or Trey against him, is now a Suffolk. The only way to be Makshir him is based on Cheskas Kashrus. If Cheskas Kashrus doesn't work to be Motzi Maman, so then you can't accept him. Right? You can't accept him. We're not going to be Somech on Cheskas Kashrus to be Motzi Maman. He's a Sofek Puzzle. So if he's a Sofek Puzzle, forget about it. Right? So, according to the Rashbam, he's Puzzle. The Sofek Puzzle, there's nobody who can accept him. There's nobody who can accept him. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, Cheskas Kashrus works to be Motzi Maman. Cheskas Kashrus could work to be Motzi Maman. There's no problem with that. The problem is that there's a Tarta D'Sasri here. That the Kashrus of one Kat is dependent on the passes of the other Kat. So you can't be Machshir both Kitos. You can't be Machshir both Kitos for a new Eidos. Since there's a Vaday Posel over here, you can't be machshir these two kitos, because we know that there's a vaday posel. The kashrus of one is dependent on the psul of the other. There's a vaday posel over here, so then they can't testify for another eidus, because one of them is definitely vaday posel. You can't say that they're both kosher. One of them is definitely vaday posel. How does that play out over here? Here you have a trey or trey on adam echad. What's his status? His status is Sofek Posel. Sofek Posel. If he's only Sofek Posel, Rabbeinu Gershom would say, it would work, of course, because we can follow Cheskas. No problem with following Cheskas Kashrus. You can follow Cheskas Kashrus, but the problem is, if there's a Vaday Posel, the Cheskas Kashrus prevents you from saying that both Kitos can be Kosher, because that's impossible. One of them has to be a Vaday Posel. But if we don't have to say that anyone is a Vaday Posel, if it's only a Sofek Posel, so Cheskas Kashrus tells me that we can be machshir him. Right? Lefi the Rashbam, he's possible. He's a goner. Right? Because we can't be motzi maman based on Cheskas Kashrus. Lefi Rabbeinu Gershom, hoel ve'eino el ha-sofek pasul, yicholim lehotzi maman, I'll be Cheskas Kashrus. He has a Cheskas Kashrus, so he's only a Sofek Posel. We can follow Cheskas Kashrus. We can be Motzi Maman. We can be Motzi Maman. Yeah. And what's the din according to the Ramah? What do you think? No. Right? Rashbam says X, right? You can't. Rabbeinu Gershom says yes. What would you say according to the Yad Ramah? Is it there's a Din Kabbalas Eidus that we're not going to be able to be Makabel Sofek Eidus Psula? So here, it's Sofek Eidus Psula. Sofek Eidus Psula. Right? So if we're not going to be able to be Makabel Sofek Eidus Psula, so then far over here, we can't be Makabel and Sofek Eidus Psula. No, I think so. It makes sense. All right, so according to the Yad Ramah, Ein Makabel and Eidus Emakablam suffering it is too late. Zach, so you see that they're not exactly the same, right? I'm sorry?
That's what I said.
That's what you said?
No, I'm joking.
I must have missed something. Oh. So you see, depending on what your svara is, Rav Chisda might have something to say about this case. Maybe he is possible for the future. Because we don't follow Cheskas Kashrus over here. We don't follow Cheskas Kashrus in the moment. Maybe he's possible because there's nothing we can do. It's only going to be a suffocatus anyway. It's only going to be a suffocatus anyway. We can't be Makabal a suffocatus psula. Or maybe we should say no. Maybe we should say that if you can be Motzi Mamon based on Cheskas Kashrus, it's just something unique to trade a trade that if the Kashrus of one is dependent on the Bali psula of the other, then you can't do it. So maybe over here, we wouldn't be able to accept the Avis. Right? He'd be cautious if he would starve with someone else for a different Avis. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to announce, go ahead, close the tape. A parent of one of the Talmidim is...